After nearly 3 years of being closed, Venezuelan authorities removed the shipping containers, physically blocking the main bridge connecting the country with Colombia. In a nationally televised address on Monday, Vice President Delcy Rodríguez said it was time to turn the page.
Thinking of our people and the brotherhood and cooperation between the people of Colombia and Venezuela, President Maduro has taken the decision to open the crossing for commerce.
In 2019, President Maduro broke off diplomatic ties with Colombia and sealed the border after Venezuelan opposition members attempted to bring international humanitarian aid into the country. The aid was backed by the United States in Bogotá. Maduro saw the aid as part of a plot to overthrow him. But the border had been officially closed since 2015, bringing a halt to trade between the two countries that amounted to $7 billion a year. Colombian President Iván Duque welcomed the news but said the reopening would be gradual.
Colombia is also willing to begin an orderly process so that we can guarantee this border crossing. But I am going to be very clear, this is not going to be done clumsily, and it is not going to be done suddenly.
Tens of thousands of Venezuelans cross into Colombia daily for goods and services. Some 1.8 million have resettled in Colombia, fleeing the country's economic collapse. Most resorted to using illegal crossings controlled by gangs and armed groups.
The reopening can also help reduce the role that armed groups have achieved at the border, both Colombians, like ELN rebels and paramilitaries, and also Venezuelan gangs, who were profiting from people's need to cross.
On Tuesday, Venezuelans were overjoyed.
It's the best thing that has happened to us. We spent 2 years passing through illegal roads, as we have so many needs that we can only fulfill in Colombia.
The decision will bring relief to people on both sides of the border, but it will probably do little to help restore relations between the two countries that remain at odds. Colombia does not recognize Maduro as the legitimate president of Venezuela, and it continues to support efforts to push for regime change in the country. Alessandro Ampietti, Al Jazeera, Bogotá.